Good morning, church. Praise the name of the Lord.
赞美主的名。
It's good to be here in the presence of God.
在这里，在神的同在底下，在这里敬拜，真好。
There is no better place on the earth than the presence of God.
在世界上没有任何的地方比有神同在的地方还好。
So I'm really thankful to the leadership of this church inviting me.
所以我也谢谢主，让这个教会的领袖能够邀请我来。
And I had to accept the invitation the first time.
那么第一次有这个邀请来，我就接受它。
Because when somebody talks about mission, and especially to my own people, the Muslim, I cannot say no.
就是当有人谈到宣教，特别是我自己的这个同胞，这个穆斯林人的话，我没有办法拒绝这样子的邀请。
So I bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters from the Middle East and North Africa.
那么所以我特别把这个中东以及北非的这一些原来信回教现在信基督的这些弟兄姐妹们的问候带给大家。
God is doing amazing work there. Hallelujah.
神在那边做奇妙的事情，感谢赞美神。
Many of your brothers and sisters in that region, they don't have the same privilege we do to meet in an open place like this.
在中东跟北非，许多的这些基督徒不像我们现在有这样的特权，可以公开的在这里敬拜。
But they meet in their homes secretly.
他们在他们的家里面秘密的崇拜。
About 11 years, the Lord starts shaking the Muslim Arab world.
在11年之前，神开始震动这个在中东的阿拉伯这些信回教的国家。
Because God was preparing them for the highway of Zion and Ji.
所以神在那边就预备了一条康庄大道，就是以赛亚书19章所说的大道。
The shaking still going on till this day.
这样子的一个神开始的震动，一直到现在还持续。
The sad thing, many people lost their lives.
那么可惜的事情说，许多人在这样子的一个战乱当中失去他们的生命。
In the country of Syria alone, 500,000 people were killed.
就光是在叙利亚这个国家，这些内战使得50万的人牺牲生命。
12 million were displaced, and many of them became refugees in different countries.
有1200万的叙利亚人成为难民，被分散到许多不同的地方去。
In Egypt, the same happened.
在埃及，同样的事情也发生。
In Yemen,
在也门。
In Libya,
在利比亚。
And now we start seeing shaking and taking place in Saudi and the Gulf countries.
那么现在甚至在沙地阿拉伯以及其他的波斯湾的国家也发生同样的事。
The word of God will never return empty.
神的话语绝对不会突然返回。
So we just read my friend Pastor Steve read with you Isaiah 19:23-25.
所以志成牧师刚刚带领我们一同读以赛亚书19章23节到25节。
It talks about there will be a certain day.
那么他提到说将来有这样的一个日子。
When Egypt, Assyria, Israel worship together.
那时候在那一天亚述人、埃及人跟以色列人要一同敬拜。
And as a result of their worship together, the whole earth will be blessed.
当他们能够一同敬拜的时候，整个的世界要蒙福。
To the point that God himself will be rejoicing and singing them a song.
那么以至于到一个地步，神自己的心要得到满足。
Blessed be Egypt, my people.
他说埃及是我的子民要得蒙福。
Assyria, my handiworks.
那么亚述人是我手中的工作。
Israel, my inheritance.
那么以色列是我的产业。
What a destiny!
那是怎样的一个神所命令要成就的事。
It talks about a day.
他谈到有这样的一天。
Let me tell you that day has not come yet.
那么让我告诉你，这样的一天如今还没有临到。
Because we have not seen the whole earth being blessed.
因为我们还没有看到全地因此而蒙福。
That day has not come.
这样子的一天还没有临到。
Because we haven't seen Egypt becoming God's people yet.
因为我们还没有看到埃及人成为神的子民。
That day has not come.
那一天还没有临到。
Because we haven't seen Egypt, Assyria, Israel worshiping together a blessing on the earth yet.
因为我们还没有看到埃及、亚述跟以色列民一同敬拜，成为全地的祝福。
So what day? What is that day?
所以那一天到底是哪一天呢？
You need to start reading from verse 1, chapter 19.
你需要从十九章的第一节开始读起。
And you will see many things will take place in Egypt.
那你就会发现有许多在那里预言的事情要在埃及发生。
And 11 years we have started seeing some of these things taking place in the nation of Egypt nowadays.
那么在这11年当中，我们看到19章预言关于埃及的事要慢慢发生。
In 1 year, 2 revolutions took place.
那么在一年的当中有两样事情成就。
We have seen 30 million people going out in the street protesting against their government.
我们看到有30,000,000人走到这个路在埃及能够向他们的政府抗议。
In 1 year, more than 100,000 people were killed and injured.
那么在一年当中有100,000的埃及人因着政府的镇压就牺牲生命。
The economy of Egypt started collapsing and it is the largest Arab nation.
那么然后整个埃及的经济崩溃，这是阿拉伯世界最大的一个国家。
And then the chapter 19 says even the Nile will dry up.
那么在以赛亚书19章说到甚至尼罗河都要干涸。
We are talking about the longest river on earth.
我们谈到在这个世界上一个最长的河流。
When I was reading about it, I said, Lord, how can that happen?
当我读到这段经文的时候，我问说，主啊，这件事情怎么有可能发生？
And now we know.
但是现在我们知道。
Because many countries, including Ethiopia, at the source of the Nile, they start building huge dams.
那么因为像是有许多的国家，像是伊索比亚，他们是尼罗河上游，他们开始建水坝。
The Ethiopian dam, when they finish building it and they startredirected the water of the Nile into the dam that will literally dry up the Nile in Egypt.
所以如果在尼罗河上游其他国家建的水坝建起来的话，这个尼罗的河水就会断流流到其他国家去。
All the wisdom of Egypt failed.
所以所有埃及的智慧通通归于无有。
And it says that God will come and he will strike Egypt.
所以上就告诉我们说神会来，他会击打埃及。
But it says that God will bring healings to Egypt.
但是神也会把医治带到埃及。
The point that there will be 5 cities in Egypt speak the language of Canaan, which is Hebrew nowadays.
那么所以在埃及的这个城市会讲到迦南的方言，那就是希伯来文。
And God will reveal himself in Egypt and the Egyptian will acknowledge God.
那么所以神会向埃及人显现，埃及人就会承认真神。
And there will be an altar in the midst of the land of Egypt to worship the living God Yahweh.
所以在埃及就会有一个向神敬拜的一个圣坛。
So we know where is Egypt.
所以我们知道埃及要发生的事。
When all these things will be fulfilled in Egypt, we know that day will come.
那么所有在埃及神所预言的事，那一天要临到。
It hasn't come yet.
那还没有临到。
But we are getting closer every day.
但是每一天都离这预言的成就更加的接近。
And I believe it will happen in our lifetime because things are developing so fast.
那么我相信在我有生之年能够看见事情，因为事情发展的这么快。
In a year or two, the Nile will dry up.
那么在一两年的时间里面，尼罗河的水就会
受到影响。Nowadays, more than 100 billion cubic meters, the Nile is less than it used to be.
那么现在尼罗河河水的水流量是这个100 billion, 比以前要少，不晓怎么办。
So we start seeing the beginning.
所以我们看到这件预言成就的开始。
But the word of God will never return empty.
神的话不会突然返回。
Isaiah saw this almost 900 years before Christ.
那么以赛亚在基督之前900年就看到这件事。
So it talks about Egypt.
所以谈到埃及。
In that day, the Egyptians.
那么有一天埃及人。
And the Assyrians.
那么亚述人。
And Israel, the Jews.
那么以色列人、犹太人。
They will worship together the living God Yahweh and his Messiah.
他们要一起来敬拜这位活的神，他的弥赛亚。
And because of their worship together, the whole earth will be blessed.
因为他们一同能够敬拜真神，整个的全世界都要蒙福。
That will provoke a universal revival that will touch the whole globe.
那么这会造成全世界的属灵的复兴，能够影响震动整个的世界。
So therefore,It is an important scripture for the church of God to understand.
所以这段经文对于整个属神的教会是要明白的一件重要经文。
So now we discern the day is coming nigh, coming nearer.
那么现在我们就发现这个 day 这样子一天已经临近了。
But let's identify these three people groups, Egyptians, Assyrians, Israelis.
我们要认识这三种不群的人，埃及人、亚述人跟以色列人。
We know where is Egypt.
我们知道埃及在哪。
Some of us maybe visited Egypt.
甚至我们有些人去埃及观光过。
We know where is Israel. They are my neighbors. I spend half of my time in Jerusalem every year.
那么我们也知道耶路撒以色列在哪，那我有一年有一半的时间在耶路撒冷。
But the problem, where is Assyria?
但是亚述在哪呢？
Many people, they mistakenly confuse Assyria with the modern day Syria.
有许多人把亚述跟今天的这个叙利亚混在一起了。
The modern day Syria was only a province in Assyria.
那么今天的这个叙利亚只是当年亚述的一小部分。
3,000 years ago,
3,000 年之前
the empire of Assyria used to be the largest and strongest world power.
那么在3,000年之前，亚述是世界上最大的强权。
If you just Google and you look at the map of ancient Assyria, you find it extended from Persia, from Iran,
那么你如果 Google 一下看看叙利亚的版图，它是从波斯从伊朗开始
throughout all the Middle East,
那么整个的这个中东
down to South Sudan,
一直到南面的苏丹
up to all of North Africa,
一直到整个的北非都是叙利亚的版图。
And actually from reading the Old Testament we discover there were times when Assyria took over Israel and Egypt.
那么甚至我们读旧约就晓得有一个时期甚至以色列跟埃及都是叙利亚所管辖。
Me and my friends, we tried to identify the Assyria, empire on those days. We came up with 30 different countries.
那么当我们看到古代的这个亚述国就是现在有30个国家。
So, who lives in this region? Egypt, Assyria, Israel.
所以是哪些人住在这些地方呢？就是埃及、叙利亚跟以色列是哪些国民呢？
If you study it carefully,
如果我们仔细研读的话，
you discover almost 90% of the people of this region are the physical descendant of Father Abraham.
如果你仔细研究发现有 90% 的这些国家的百姓是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Do you know that Father Abraham wasn't a Jew?
你知道亚伯拉罕
He was Assyrian.
他其实是一个叙利亚人
From the modern day Iraq.
那么从现在的这个伊拉克开始
Because Iraq was the heart of the Assyrian empire then.
那么现在的伊拉克就是以前亚述帝国的中心
He came from Ur the Chaldees, south of Baghdad, half an hour drive from Baghdad.
那么所以也乌尔那个地方就是半个小时从巴格达，那个是亚伯拉罕的故乡。
And it's very interesting to see that God saying these three people groups, when they worship together, they become a blessing to the whole earth.
所以非常有意思，神说这三族的人民一同敬拜，就成为世界的祝福。
They are carrying the same redemptive purpose Father Abraham had.
那么这三个国族的人民，他们。同样的承接神救赎的历史就是神给亚伯拉罕的。
In Genesis chapter 12, we see God calling Abraham out of all the Chaldees and saying to him, I will bless you and I will make you blessing to all the peoples of the earth.
在创世纪十二章，神呼召亚伯拉罕离开加勒底的乌尔，说我要祝福你，然后使你成为全世界的祝福。
And Abraham obeyed God.
那么神亚伯拉罕顺服神。
And he came out and he didn't know where God is taking him to.
他就离开了他的家乡，不知道神要领他到哪里去。
But God promised him.
但是神允许他说
，I will make your descendant as many as the sands of the sea.
我要使你的子孙如同海边的沙这么多
，as many as the stars of the sky，
像是天上的星那样众多。
Abraham was 75 years old when he obeyed God and came to the promised land。
那么亚伯拉罕那时候75岁了，他顺服神来到应许之地。
For 10 years, Father Abraham went without children。
那么十年的时间里面，亚伯拉罕没有儿后裔。
And God promised to give him a descendant, so many of them.
那么神应许亚伯拉罕他的后裔要众多。
But his wife Sarah,
但是他的太太莎拉
had an idea.
但是莎拉有自己另有主张。
It seems to be God needs a little help from us to fulfill His promise to us.
莎拉觉得说神需要我们帮他一点忙来完成他的应许。
She suggested to Father Abraham.
他就向亚伯拉罕来建议说
Why don't you marry my maid, the Egyptian Hagar?
那么为什么你不跟我的使女夏结婚呢
？And I read between the lines.
那么我读这段圣经，我觉得是这样。
It might not be true. It might not be true.
Okay. 那么
It might not be true what I'm going to say.
我所说的呢，不见得是真的，是我的猜想。
But I felt Father Abraham never argued, he just went for it.
那么亚伯拉罕好像还没有犹豫，他就接受了。
Because all Egyptian girls are beautiful.
因为所有的埃及女子都很美丽的。
Well, he married that maiden.
那么当他要跟夏甲结婚。
And she begat them a son.
那么夏甲就怀孕生了一个孩子。
And to make the story short, she called him Ishmael, means God listens, God hears.
那么所以他给他起名叫以斯玛利，意思就是说神听了。
So now everybody is happy.
那么现在每一个人都高兴。
Sarah is happy, Abraham is happy, everybody in the camp is celebrating the birth of Ishmael.
所以撒拉也高兴，亚伯拉罕也高兴，所有的人都庆祝以斯玛利的降生。
Finally, Father Abraham has a descendant.
那么好，现在亚伯拉罕有了一个后裔。
But when Father Abraham became 99 years old,
可是当亚伯拉罕他99岁的时候
，God came down to visit him.
那么神再一次向他显现。
And God had good news.
那么神对于亚伯拉罕有一个好的消息。
Abraham, next year like this time, Sarah will have a son.
那么明年这个时候，撒拉要得一个孩子。
God waited so long.
神等了那么长的时间。
Now, Ishmael is 13 years of age.
那么现在以斯玛利已经13岁了。
And God is saying to him, now is the time for me to give you the promised son.
那么现在我要给你应许的儿子。
Sarah is so old and she is beyond the age of being biologically able to have children.
撒拉已经太老了，逻辑上来讲，她已经过了生育的年龄。
Was Abraham happy with the news? No.
那么亚伯拉罕对于这个消息他的感到喜欢吗
？We read in the Bible that Abraham said to God, "May Ishmael live."
那么然后亚伯拉罕对于神说，愿意以斯玛利活在你面前。
What he was saying to him, "I'm happy. I'm content with Ishmael. Ishmael is enough. We don't need more children."
那么所以亚伯拉罕好像是对神说，以斯玛利让我很高兴，我不需要另外有个儿子。
So God, I'm happy with Ishmael. Bless Ishmael and let Ishmael live. I'm okay.
那么亚伯拉罕好像对神说，有以斯玛利就好了。
But God said to him, No, I promise you through Sarah you should have descendants.
可是神说不是的，要透过撒拉生的才是你的后裔。
Abraham laughed.
那么亚伯拉罕就笑了。
Sarah laughed.
撒拉也笑了。
They couldn't imagine themselves that Sarah, now an old lady in her 90s, she is pregnant.
那么他们不能够想象说莎拉这个老太太老太婆还能够怀孕生小孩。
Abraham couldn't imagine himself having a baby to raise up when he was 99 years of age.
那么亚伯拉罕也不能够想象说他这么大的年纪还能够由他生一个孩子。
So next year,
所以到了第二年
when Abraham became 100 years old,
当亚伯拉罕100岁的时候
his old wife gave a birth to a miraculous son called Isaac, laughter.
那么所以他的这个太太老太太就生了一个孩子起名叫以撒意思就是喜笑。
Let me tell you, when God gave a promise,
让我告诉你当神给应许的时候
nothing can stop God from fulfilling his promise, not even you.
那么没有任何人能够阻止神完成他的应许包括在座的每一位在内
Not even the old age of Sarah and that she cannot bear children can stop God from fulfilling his promise
甚至像莎拉过了生育的年龄都不能够阻止神完成他的应许
Because I shared with you just previously that the word of God becomes sovereign as God sovereign himself
那么所以神他自己的主权一定要成就他的旨意
So in the old days
在古时
When a baby is born
当一个小 baby 生下来
Ladies they breastfeed their babies
那么这些他的妈妈们就用奶来哺乳他
And it could be going for a year or 2 years sometimes
那么必须要用自己的母奶来喂他有一两年的时间
Why I am telling you this story?
那么为什么我要告诉你这个故事呢?
Because when you look at the Middle East right now,
当你看这个母亲,
you don't see any peace, any blessing coming out of the Middle East, North Africa.
那么为什么要讲这个故事? 你看现在在中东在北非没有和平。
You don't see any blessing in the Middle East. You see these three people groups trying to kill each other.
你看见他们没有给世界带来和平反而是彼此互相相争
When I ask the Lord why I believe your redemptive purpose for this region to become a blessing but I don't see a blessing I see ISIS coming out
那么当我看这些圣经的时候我问神说神啊他们没有带来和平只是战乱像 ISIS 所带来的杀戮
So God took me back to Father Abraham
所以神就让我回到这个亚伯拉罕
And he starts showing me the calling of Father Abraham
他让我看到神对亚伯拉罕的呼召
And he starts showing me that these descendants in this region they are the descendants of Father Abraham
那么在这三个区域里面所有的后裔都是亚伯拉罕的后裔
So after 2 years probably or more or less she was breastfeeding Isaac
那么所以在这两年的时间当莎拉来用母奶哺乳以撒的时候
When the baby is not baby anymore become a boy running around
当这个以撒变成一个小男孩跑来跑去的时候
They have a party to wean the baby He is not a baby anymore He should not drink from his mother anymore He is a boy now
那么这个小孩需要断脑了他因为他已经成了一个小男孩
Let's imagine 2 years
那么差不多只是以撒生下来不到两年的时间
That would make Ishmael 15 years old
那么这个时候以实玛利大概有差不多16岁了
And the party was going on that Isaac is not baby anymore he's a boy
那么这个时候这个欢庆正在进行的当中以撒已经不是一个这个 baby 是个小男孩
You know what teenagers like to do to their younger brothers and sisters
那你知道这一些比较大的孩子如何会对待他们比较小的弟弟妹妹吗
They enjoy picking on them and playing practical jokes at them
那么所以大小孩会跟小孩小小孩开玩笑甚至欺负他们
And Sarah starts watching Ishmael He is playing some practical joke on his younger brother Isaac
那么所以他就看见莎拉就看见以实玛利对他这个年轻的弟弟在那里开玩笑
He was mocking his younger brother
那么他好像就在这边来讽刺来跟他的小弟弟开玩笑
She didn't like what she saw
那么莎拉看到这样的景象她不太高兴
And she had an idea
她就有一个想法
Always I'm scared when Sarah has ideas
那么这是莎拉的一个想法
And when her husband came in the evening to sleep
那么所以晚上当亚伯拉罕来的时候
And I'm reading between the lines
那么我同样是我的猜想
She said to him Honey, Abraham, my sweetheart.
他就对亚伯拉罕说，甜心，我最爱的亚伯拉罕。
Did you see what I saw today?
你看到今天下午我看到的吗？
Did you see Ishmael, the son of the maid, really abusing our son Isaac?
你有没有看到这个以实玛利这个卑女夏甲的孩子来欺负我们的儿子以撒吗
？And I read between the lines.
那么这是我的猜想。
And I could hear almost Abraham say, "Don't be silly. They are brothers playing together."
那么亚拉罕就会对莎拉说：“哎呀，你别担心，他们是兄弟在一起玩，没事的。”
And I hear Sarah say, "Excuse me."
然后这个莎拉就会大声对亚伯拉罕说
：“Yes, maybe he is your son, but certainly he is not my son."
他说：“以实玛利是你的儿子，可是不是我的儿子。”
Isaac is my son.
那么以撒才是我的儿子。
And you listen to me, man.
他说：“亚伯拉罕，你听我的话。”
Ishmael should not stay one day more in the camp. He shall not inherit with my son.
那么以实玛利不能够在我们家多留一天，他不能够承受你的产业。
I'm sure they had a fight that night.
那么所以那天晚上两个人就吵架。
I'm sure Abraham turned his back to his wife and tried to sleep.
那么我想亚伯拉罕可能背对着他的太太想要睡。
And guess what?
那你想发生什么事
？That night God appeared to Abraham.
那天晚上神对亚伯拉罕显现。
And tells him to do what Sarah asked him to do.
告诉亚伯拉罕要做撒拉告诉他所做的事。
That is my wife's favorite verse in the whole Bible.
这是我太太对在圣经里面最喜欢的一节经文。
She said, God told Abraham, listen to your wife Sarah, do whatever she asks you to do.
那么神对亚伯拉罕说，听你太太撒拉的话，她所说的你都要听从。
So next morning,
第二天早上
Abraham take his son Ishmael.
神把他的儿子以实玛利找来
and his, mother Hagar,
然后他的这个、母亲夏甲
give them some water and bread,
给他们一些饼跟水
and send them to the east,
把他们送到东方去
a teenager,
那么这时候有一个天使
15 years of age almost, if not more,
那么那个时候他不过才十几岁
has been rejected by his own father and he has lost everything.
以实玛利被他的父亲所拒绝，他失去了一切。
What was his guilt? What was his fault?
他有什么错呢
？He was just being a typical teenager mocking his younger brother, playing with him.
他不过就是跟他的这个小弟弟开玩笑，一起玩。
You know the damage that takes place in the heart of a teenager when he would be rejected by his own father and mother and sent out into the wilderness?
你能不能想象一个年轻的一个孩子被他自己的父亲所拒绝被送走赶出离开家门的感受
It's so terrible
那么是一个非常恐怖的感觉
I believe all the inner healing programs in our churches won't bring healing to the heart
我相信所有所谓内在医治的这一些这一些过不能够医治这个 yes这个以实玛利心中的创伤
Rejection births anger
那么这种被拒绝就产生的愤怒
When you harbor anger in your heart it births bitterness
当你心中有愤怒你就产生苦毒
And bitterness expresses itself in violence
那么你心中有苦毒的表达就是暴力
That's why it has been prophesied that Ishmael is a wild donkey, a violent fighter warrior.
那么这就是为什么以实玛利像是一个野驴一样，他是一个凶暴的战士。
And Ishmael is one of the forefathers of the Arab nations.
那么以实玛利就是阿拉伯国家的这个祖先。
No wonder that the spirit of Ishmael is still controlling the Arabs till this day. They are very violent.
那么难怪这个以实玛利的后代是阿拉伯的这个祖先就非常非常的暴力。
What is the remedy for their violence?
那么我们如何能够改变这个残暴的现状呢
？Unconditional love.
那只有无条件的爱。
The only love that will bring healing to the heart of those rejected ones is the love of the Messiah.
那么只有这一种从弥赛亚来的无条件的爱才能够改变这个现状。
Just imagine Isaac is reaching out to his brother Ishmael and say, Brother Ishmael, I love you with the love of the Messiah. Come home, there is room for you around the Father's table.
那你能不能想象以撒对以实玛利说，我用我父亲的爱来爱你，我们可以来同桌吃饭。
Not only this.
不单单这样。
Then Isaac had a wife.
那么然后以撒有一个太太。
And Isaac, his wife became pregnant.
那么然后他太太怀孕了。
And she had twins.
他有一个双子。
And not only, you know, one day she felt there was a wrestling match in her womb. They were fighting.
那么他就发现他肚子里的两个胎儿在彼此争闹。
And she started asking the Lord, what's going on?
他就问神说到底怎么回事。
And the Lord said to her, there were two nations in you struggling with each other.
他就说在你的腹中的两个婴孩代表两个国家，他们要彼此相争。
And that was the birth of Esau and Jacob.
那就是以扫跟雅各的诞生。
And you know the story, how much they loved each other.
你就知道以扫跟雅各他们如何相爱啊。
Jacob was very smart, very crooked.
那么雅各是非常的聪明跟狡猾。
He wanted to take everything by his own power.
他想要把每一样事情都用自己来掌控。
So he took advantage of his brother when his brother was starving and hungry.
那么所以他趁着以扫饥饿跟渴的时候就占他的便宜。
Just imagine, he's sitting next to his brother eating his lentil soup and his brother is starving and he said, I will not give it to you till you trade it for your birthright.
那么当他在喝的这个红豆汤的时候，他的以扫就来要这个汤，雅各说除非你把你长子的名分给我，我不给你。
And Ishmael thought he's going to die and the birthright will be no good for him, so he said, yes, take it, just give me the food.
那么以扫认为说我如果死了的话，长子名分有什么用呢？他说好吧，你要就给你，把汤给我。
Even he cheated his own father.
那么甚至雅各骗了他自己的父亲。
He pretended he is Ishmael.
他假装他自己是雅各 是以扫。
He, even his mother was involved with him, cheated her husband.
那么甚至这个利百加也在这个欺骗的骗局里面骗他自己的丈夫。
Because he was her favorite.
因为利百加偏心雅各。
And we know what happened.
我们就知道发生什么事。
That Ishmael got so angry.
那么以扫是这样子的生气。
And he wanted to kill his own brother.
他想要杀了他自己的兄弟雅各。
And what she had to do.
那么他怎么办呢？
To save the life of her favorite son Jacob.
那么为着要保存他最喜欢儿子雅各的性命。
Send him to Assyria to be with his uncle Laban.
那么把他送到这个巴旦亚兰去来投靠他的舅舅。
And to the point when he after cheated his own uncle.
那么然后呢他自己呢他也被他的这个舅舅所欺骗。
And his uncle cheated him.
那么他的舅舅也欺骗他。
Because whatever you sow, you shall reap.
那么人所种的他也要收。
So he decided he couldn't stay anymore with his uncle because his uncle becoming jealous.
那么所以雅各就觉得说不能够再跟拉班住在一起，因为拉班嫉妒他。
So he decided to go back to his father's home.
他想要回到他父亲的家里。
When he reaches what is called nowadays the modern day Jordan.
所以他就来到现在的这个约旦。
In that night, he had a struggle. He had a fight with the angel of the Lord.
那么在那天晚上，雅各跟这个神的天使中间摔跤。
And the angel of the Lord broke his hip.
那么然后这个天使呢就摸了他的筋，他就瘸了。
But he got the blessing, and his name was changed to Israel.
那么可是他得到祝福，他的名字就从雅各变成以色列。
And he had a scheme. He planned all his belongings and the children according to their value in his eyes, sent them ahead of him to meet his brother.
然后他就把他所有的孩子，然后把他所有的产业就送到前面去来见他的哥哥以扫，那家孩子的顺序的排列照着他认为他对他们的重要。
So this is the longest family conflict on earth since father Abraham has not been resolved till nowadays.
所以从亚伯拉罕开始，这是最大的家庭的这个争论纠纷，一直到现在还没有解决。
And the Lord then started talking to me.
那么神就对我来说
And he reminded me that Satan wasn't always Satan.
那么他说这个是撒旦的计谋。
Satan was an archangel in the presence of God in charge of worship.
那么这个撒旦原来是在神面前的这个天使基路伯。
You and I, we know that God inhabits the praise of his people.
那么神享受他子民的敬拜。
You and I, we know we get so intimate to God when we enter his court with praises and worship.
那么我们进到神的面前借着敬拜和赞美。
When we worship God, God comes down and establishes his throne, his presence among us.
当我们敬拜神的时候，他就在他子民的敬拜当中建立宝座。
And we become so intimate with God, we understand God's mind, God's ways.
当我们这样跟神来亲近的时候，我们就明白神的心意。
So Satan, when he was a good archangel, he understood God's mind of blessing the earth has to do with Egypt, Assyria, Israel.
所以当这样子的一位天使长当他在神的面前的时候他明白神的心意是要来祝福亚述埃及跟以色列。
We read about that in Ezekiel and in Isaiah.
我们在以西结书跟以赛亚书里面就读到关于撒旦的起源。
But that archangel didn't keep his privileged place. He fell into sin, sin of pride.
但是这样子的一位天使他堕落了，这个堕落就是因着骄傲的缘故要自比于神。
And he took with him many of the angelic forces, fell into sin, and they became the evil spirits.
当这个天使堕落的时候，也带了许多天使跟他一同堕落，成为世界上的这一个撒旦跟他的众仆役。
Satan knew that if God's kingdom become to its fullness on earth, that's his end.
那么他就晓得说这个世界上那么神的国度要发展。
And he knows what a dreadful end await him.
那么所以他晓得说当着神的国度成就的时候那么就是他败亡的一天。
So Satan would do everything in his power to avoid that dreadful end.
那么所以撒旦就要用他一切的力量来防止这件事情发生。
And because he was, when he was a good angel in the presence of God, he knew God's mind had to do with Egypt, Assyria, Israel, worshiping together a blessing on the earth.
当他在神面前侍立的时候，他知道神的心意是要让亚述、埃及跟这个以色列一同敬拜，成为万国的祝福。
So if you were Satan and you want to block God's kingdom from coming to fullness, what would you do?
假定你是撒旦，你站在他的地位，你要防止神的国度成就，你要做什么？
You would focus on Egypt, Assyria, Israel.
所以你自己就要在埃及、亚述跟以色列当中来做你的噩梦。
Especially there is a family conflict still going on.
所以这就是从亚伯拉罕开始这个家庭里面的纷争一直到现在。
Which became a fertile soil for the enemy to keep them apart.
那么所以这就变成这个敌人他能够实行他恶谋的一个沃土。
The enemy is telling Ishmael about his rejection.
那么所以这个恶者就觉得以实玛利让他想起他被拒绝。
You are the victim. Isaac took your right. You were the firstborn of Father Abraham.
你就是一个受害者，以撒夺去了你长子的名分。
The enemy will come to Esau and say, Esau, who was eventually sent to the east, and he's one of the fathers of the Arabs, Esau as well.
那么神就对以扫说，你原来是有长子的名分，现在呢被雅各骗走了，同样被差到东方去，也是阿巴尔的祖先。
This is your right, your brother cheated you out.
那么这本来长子的名分是你的，你被你的这个兄弟雅各所骗了。
It's a spiritual struggle.
那么这就是一个属灵的征战。
Because this struggle over the chosen one, over the birthright.
那么这就是一个关于神的拣选跟长子名分的争论。
Over who is the seed of Abraham that through him all nations will be blessed, including the Arabs.
那么是什么样子的一个亚伯拉罕的这个种子使得全世界都能够得福呢？
So Satan starts focusing on these three people group.
那么所以撒旦就在这三个不同的种族当中来埋下仇恨。
Can you believe it? A family conflict all these centuries.
你能够想象整个这个家庭的这个争论能够这么长的时间延续下来吗？
Even the United Nations, the world powers, the USA, they failed to resolve it.
就是联合国，就是美国，都没有办法来解决这样子的争论。
Let me tell you, the struggle between the Arabs, the Muslims, and Israel has nothing to do with a piece of land called Palestine. It has to do with God's destiny, with God's kingdom.
让我告诉你说，以色列跟巴勒斯坦的争论不是跟着巴勒斯坦这块地属于谁有关，而这乃是一个属灵的征战，跟神的计划有关。
Because the Arabs know God gave Israel the Canaan.
但是因为神，这个阿拉伯人都知道，神把迦南地赐给了以色列人。
Even it is written in the Quran that Allah is saying to Moses, I have given you and the children of Israel the holy land as your possession.
甚至在可兰经里面都这样记载说，神对摩西说，这个迦南地是赐给我的子民以色列的。
It's an excuse. It is a spiritual struggle between the power of darkness led by Satan, the kingdom of darkness, against the kingdom of light, against the Messiah.
所以可兰经都这样记载，所以真正的争执不是巴勒斯坦这块地的争执，而是属灵的征战，是黑暗的权势跟光明的权势的征战。
You remember in the very beginning, Satan tried to stop the first coming of the Messiah.
你记得不记得在一开始的时候，撒旦要阻止伊赛亚这个弥赛亚的降生。
By killing all the male children born to Israel in Egypt.
那么要杀掉所有在埃及以色列生的这个男孩。
But he failed.
但是撒旦失败了。
Then Herod tried to kill all the children of Bethlehem, and he failed to kill the Messiah.
那么希律也要把伯利恒四季所有的婴孩都杀了，但是也没有害到弥赛亚。
Then Satan provoked all the religious leaders against the Messiah and said, "Crucify him, get rid of him, kill him."
那么所以撒旦也煽动这些所有当时犹太的宗教领袖说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Why is he doing that? Because he doesn't want his end to come.
那么为什么他要这样做？因为他不希望神的旨意成就。
And the enemy is so stupid.
那么可是这个仇敌是何等的愚蠢。
He keeps repeating the same mistakes.
他虽然这样做，但是犯同样的错误。
And at the end of the day, he turns to be serving God's purposes rather than blocking God's purposes.
他这样做的结果反而是使神的旨意成就，不是使神的旨意不得
完成。Crucify him! Crucify him!
钉他十字架！钉他十字架！
Then when Jesus was crucified,
当耶稣被钉在十字架上
it dawned on Satan, boy, that's what he came to do.
那么当耶稣被钉在十字架上
if you are the Messiah, the Son of God, come down off the cross.
那么撒旦这样子试探他说，你若是神的儿子弥赛亚，从十字架上下来吧。
Too late, Satan.
那么然后耶稣就对撒旦说，
That's why I want to encourage you.
那么这就是我想鼓励大家。
That don't worry about all the evil things people or Satan trying to do to you.
那么不要担心所有这些恶事，这些恶者的攻击。
Don't worry about all the schemes of the enemy.
那么不要担心所有仇敌的诡计。
We have a sovereign God who's going to make all things work for good for those who love him.
那么我们有位有主权的神，他要万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Remember Joseph, all the evil things done to him, they were God's tool to make him what God wanted him to become, the second one of Egypt.
你记得约瑟在他身上所发生各样的恶事，神的旨意原是好的，让他成为埃及的首相。
So every morning I tell Satan, I don't fear you, I have a sovereign dad.
那么每一次当撒旦要攻击，我就说我不怕你，因为我有一个
天父。No matter what you try to do, God will make it turn into good for my good to serve God's purpose.
那么不管什么样子，表面上看来的坏事发生，我都知道神的意思原是好的，要成为好的意思。
So don't fear the enemy.
所以不要怕敌人。
Because we have a greater God.
因为我们有一个更伟大的神。
Who makes all things bad and good.
那么认为甚至把所有的恶事变成好事。
To serve his purposes in your life.
为着要完成他在你身上的旨意。哈利路亚。阿们。
So the enemy tried his best to get off Jesus coming, and then tried to get rid of him when he came.
那么所以仇敌用一切的诡计想要不让弥赛亚来，那么他来了之后用一切的诡计要除掉他。
And now he is trying to block his second coming.
那么现在甚至主耶稣基督的第二次再来仇敌都要阻挡。
Because he knows when Egypt, Assyria, Israel worship together, the whole earth will be blessed and the road, the way would be ready for the King of Glory to come.
那么他说当他知道叙利亚这也跟埃及还有以色列人他们一同敬拜的时候，就是主要再来的时候，整个的世界要有和平。
So he planted enmity between them using a family conflict.
所以他就让这三个国家彼此相争。
So they will never be united worshiping together the same Yahweh, the living God.
所以他们就没有办法一同敬拜，一同敬拜亚伟这位活着的神。
I have 2 minutes.
我还有两分钟的时间。
That is with the extra grace I was given.
Don't worry about it.
Satan wants to block God's kingdom from coming to its fullness.
那么撒旦想要拦阻使神的国度不能够完全实现。
So he's provoking the Arabs to kill Israel.
所以他就激动这些阿拉伯人来杀以色列人。
To delete Israel from the map.
甚至要把以色列从地图上让它消失。
Because Jesus said to the Israelites,
那么因为这些以色列人
You will never see me again. I will not come back.
那么我不会再回来。
Till you say, blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord.
那么赞美主，那就是奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
And Satan is filling Israel with rejection to the Messiah.
那么他们就使得这个以色列人不相信耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Because when the fullness of the Gentile comes and Israel will be saved, the Messiah will come.
当外邦人的数目满足的时候，以色列全家要得救，以赛亚耶稣要再来。
And that is why we see what's happening in the Middle East.
那这就是我们在中东所看到的事情。
But the enemy, he is so stupid, he's still serving God's purposes.
但是尽管仇敌有这样的工作，可是却完成了神的旨意。
That's why we read in Romans, if the rejection of the Israelites of the Messiah has become a blessing to us, the Gentiles.
那就是罗马书里面特别提到说，当以色列人拒绝弥赛亚，反而成为外邦人的祝福。
And God is going to use us Gentiles to provoke Israel into jealousy.
那么神要使得我们这些在得救的外邦人来激动以色列人，使得他们回到神面前。
And when Israel will embrace the Messiah and they will sing Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai.
那么当他们能够这个相信神的时候，他们说神的名是应当尊颂的，我的主是应当尊颂的。
The King of Glory will come back.
那么神的国度就会降临。
But before that, the whole earth will be blessed.
那么这件事情发生，整个的世界要蒙福。
Because Egypt, Assyria, Israel will worship together.
那么埃及、亚述跟以色列一同敬拜真神。
I ask God after He revealed this to me, what do you want me to do?
那么当我有这样的理解之后，我问神说我该做什么。
He said, I want you to bring the first fruit of Egypt, Assyria, Israel together to pray and worship and be reconciled.
我要把这个亚述、埃及跟以色列所有信主出熟的果子，让他们合在一起敬拜神。
And we have been doing it for more than 25 years.
25年里面，这就是神差我所做的。
The second thing the Lord said, I want you to start a mission among the Arabs, planting underground house churches.
那么第二样事情，神要我在阿拉伯人当中建立地下的教会。
And I started doing that in 98.
那么在1998年开始
Now we have 112 full-time missionaries in 12 Arab countries.
那么现在我们有12个全时间的宣教士在12个阿拉伯的国家里面。
They have planted hundreds of underground house churches among the Muslims.
他们建立了数以百计的在回民当中、穆斯林当中的这个地方。
And all of them, they love Israel. They understand God's destiny for the region.
那么所有的人他们都明白神对于这个区域所定的旨意。
Why I'm sharing this with you Chinese? You have nothing to do with this region, isn't it?
那么为什么我跟这些华人的信徒传染这些人，你们跟中东没关系的？
Now remember, in Isaiah 23-25 says, in that day when they worship together, the whole earth will be blessed, including the Chinese world, including the whole globe.
那么那就是说，因为当那件事情成就的时候，全世界都要蒙福，包括华人的世界。
That means the destiny of your nation, the destiny of the whole earth is connected with the destiny of Egypt, Assyria, Israel worshiping together.
那就是说我们所有全世界我们的百姓我们的命运都跟以色列亚述跟这个埃及他们一同敬拜神关联在一起。
When you help these three people to be reconciled in the Messiah, you're touching the Father's heart.
当我们这三个民族一同敬拜的时候，就惊动，就触动了神的心。
When you help these three people group to worship together, you are establishing the kingdom of God, because as a result of their worship, the whole earth will be blessed.
当我们来帮助这三个子民一同来敬拜神的时候，我们就使得神的国要临到，神的旨意成就。
Because everything started in the Middle East and North Africa.
但是所有的事情从中东从北非开始。
All the early church fathers you read about them, they were from North Africa and the Middle East.
你就会发现所有教会早期的教父都从北非跟中东出来。
All the apostles and missionaries, they were from the Middle East and they went all the way to China.
那么所有的这些使徒传福音的人从中东开始一直把福音传到中国。
And God said once again,I will make the Middle East, Egypt, Assyria, Israel a blessing to the whole earth, and this time to pave the way for the second coming of my son.
那么神说我要再一次使得中东的这三个种族能够彼此一同来敬拜神，这样子造成主耶稣基督的再来。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢大家的倾听。
And I pray that this revelation will help you to think kingdom.
那么我希望这样子的一个启示能够帮助我们想到神的国度。
And I pray that this revelation will help you to pray for Egypt, Assyria, Israel to be united in worshiping the Messiah.
那么我们需要为埃及、亚述跟以色列这三个种族一同来敬拜神，为这样的事实来祷告。
And I pray that God will clarify your role in bringing them together.
那么我也盼望你也能够明白在这整个神的大计划里面你的角色是什么。
Because in doing so you are ushering the kingdom of God back to earth.
当我们这样做的时候我们就让神的国度降临在地上。
May God bless you. Thank you so much.
愿神祝福你。
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
谢谢。 Amen.